Where are you?
I have just arrived back in the fort after being in Tampa today. I ran up there this morning. The Rays were having some kind of a media thing, and I wanted to talk to a few of them about Rocco Baldelli,
okay,
the Twins manager. So that's. But we were inside the deluxe Tropicana Field Dome.
Right.
The more you look at that place, the more it makes the Metrodome look like Ebbets Field.
Right. It's terrible. You know, by the way, Pat, they announced, what did they announce, Reeves? They're cashless this year.
Topkin reported today that Tropicana Field, Pat, and I don't know if that starts in 19 or what, but they will only accept credit cards and what they call raise cards that you can pre-purchase. They will not accept cash at their stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a growing movement, I suppose, huh?
I disagree.
Well, with them, you know, don't worry. They could handle it, whatever. They could have handled cash. They announced they're lowering their capacity to what, Chris, like 27,000
I think so,
like
yeah.
That. 20, because the upstairs, the upper deck, the third deck, you're not going to sit up there, right? So I thought maybe they'd have some big deluxe curtain or some damn thing. They just got this 15-year-old vinyl sitting over half the seats, and half of them are open, but they're just not going to let anybody sit up there because they don't get enough people up there, so they don't want to clean it.
I'm amazed that the Tampa Bay Lightning played in that building.
I know I am, too. I got to explore that and how that possibly happened. Because Tampa Bay is, have you looked at the standings, Joe?
Yep.
They got like 14 points more than anybody else in the league.
And they really draw well.
Oh, they pack them in. It's the hockey capital of the South.
It really is.
And I remember when Esposito started and then they were playing in the dome over there. And you thought, this is the dumbest idea in the history of sports. And but Yzerman came in and turned them into apparently they have a great owner, and he got Yzerman to come in, and you know, our guy Tommy Kerbers was in on that too.
They won a cup, didn't they, Pat? They've got a cup.
Yeah, they won a cup.
Yeah,
got a cup. Yep. And they but they have a contender every year. Last year, Washington beat them in the second round.
I think so. Yeah,
kind of an upset. I think they were ahead of Washington two games to run, three games to one, and Washington came back and beat them.
Meantime, your Wild have snuck right back into the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. Judd keeps wanting to break them up, but they keep, winning. Charlie Coyle, all of a sudden he's back at wing now, and he can't be stopped.
Right.
So, that's good to go out on the road. But what it is, you know what? I think if they can keep my grandson Luke away from games, they got a shot.
Yep.
They should put a big poster of this kid, like, at the gate. Do not let this kid in the game.
Nope, they don't score when he's in the building.
Well, he's now been at seven games and seen the home team score one goal.
Yep.
He was there the other day where they got beat shut out by some mutts 4-0, whoever it was.
As long as we're talking about hockey, what's with the Island? They're in first place.
Yes, and one of their stars, you know, is that Anders Lee kid,
mm-hmm.
who...
they're not in first place. They trailed the Tampas.
Well, that's conference.
Oh, that's conference.
That's the conference.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Rookie's playing with the big screen here, and he's got me all screwed up.
But Anders Lee is, I think I'm right, there's so many teams in New York, but he's the kid that was going to go to the U, or was going to go to Notre Dame, and he was the Edina hockey star, and he stayed at Edina High School to play quarterback for his high school football team.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going off and playing junior hockey, and I've always appreciated him for that. And by the way, he's having a fine career in the NHL as a goal scorer. So
I came up
you
earlier.
You don't have to go play junior hockey. You can go to high school.
I came up earlier with a plan how to end the government shutdown.
I'm ready.
Air traffic controllers and TSA agents say they are going to stay away from the nation's airports between January 30 and Feb 4. You watch all the billionaires with their private jets waiting to go to the Super Bowl descend on Washington and force them to open the government.
Oh, yes. Well, this is the way to get to us is through the air. They announce. Oh, they you are proposing that they announce that.
Yes.
I thought you were telling me they did announce.
Oh, God, no.
Well, yeah, that's the way to get to it.
Because you know what, Pat? When you break it down, the Super Bowl is all about airplanes, especially private ones.
And you know what? Not only am I flying in private, am I flying in on something bigger than you're flying in on private or passenger.
That's right.
So, that's right. I got to have a – you don't want you to come in on some little puddle jumper that poor soccer player was using. Yeah. Over in England and ended up in the channel.
No, the whole airplane thing with the Super Bowl is a urinating contest.
Oh, the Atlanta people are, by the way, absolutely traumatized about this. Mm-hmm. They fear that because of the TSA problems and all that stuff, that they could have a terrible impact on next week's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Say, were the people in Tampa speaking?
By the way, did you see what the federal employees are being rewarded, though?
No.
They can get free tickets to the Gophers during the shutdown. You
That's a punishment.
That's what I said on Twitter. Haven't they been punished enough? They're not getting paid. Now you want them to go watch the Gophers? You know, what the heck?
Say, did they speak?
By the way, are we going to have to fire Coach Whalen? They got embarrassed again last night, scored 53 points. Wow.
Yeah, I wondered that. I wondered how long before we criticized the dear woman.
Well, there was just a piece that was at the St. Paul paper that talked about how...
How come you got through?
She takes each and every loss to heart, and she does not like to lose.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's generally speaking, most coaches don't.
That's right. That's
admirable trait in a coach.
It's a good thing. Okay. It's a good thing.
Did you see the Timberwolves news yesterday, though?
Nope.
We got a new executive, Max Minster.
All right,
Max Minster, who's got a great history in this sport, is going to be the new boss of our esports franchise.
Oh, really?
Which starts play in May. Yes, and Max is basically, he started a company for esports, and we lured him away to be the boss of our esports team.
So okay, what is
esports? I
think
esports? You and I should go over there and sit in a couch someday and watch an esports
game. What is it?
Video games.
Oh, my word in heaven.
The NBA has like 18 franchises in this new video league. So.
Good Lord. I can't do that. Boys, yes, Reavers.
I was getting a little misty driving in today, Patrick. Do you know
so
what,
was Rook.
Do you know what the four of us were doing 10 years ago today?
Okay, it's what?
Probably we were at Twins Fest.
We were at the Metrodome doing Twins Fest, and Joe looked around and said, "Look at this dump."
Yeah, but Pat's right. Compared to the Tropicana, it's Ebbets Field.
In fact, the Rays, if we'd kept the Metrodome up, would have moved up here. We could have had two teams 2 miles apart. They would have done anything to get out of there. The poor Devils. Just terrible stadium. You know, last year, they won 90 games. Yeah. Not only are they in a terrible stadium, but they're in a division with the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yep.
They're spending $50 million, and those two teams are spending $250 million. Go get them, boys!
Did they speak well of Baldelli today up in Tampa?
Oh, they love him. Yeah, they all love him. Yeah, and he's a big personality. It'll be interesting. Now, I was talking to Mark Topkin, who's one of the best beat writers in the country, and he says that Rocco, if you're just shooting the ball.
Yep.
How'd we do there?
Yeah, you're okay. All right.
You're all right. It's a podcast.
We got that. Yeah. If you're just BSing.
If you're just chatting.
BSing. Yeah. Chatting.
Right.
Just shooting the breeze.
Right.
Breeze.
We got you.
Shooting the breeze. Is a very funny guy, and he was very good at his opening press conference, but he has a hunch that if they lose four or five in a row and somebody wants him to say something that might be fairly critical of somebody, that he's going to revert to some horrendous cliches. So we'll find out.
All right.
Anyway.
Yep.
They had two coaches hired as managers this offseason. Everybody raids the poor Rays because not only, they keep putting together this organization that makes chicken salad out of chicken feathers.
Right.
And they get raided. Everybody comes and gets their geniuses, and they keep trying to put it back together again.
Say the Wild just claimed defenseman Anthony Beteto waivers from Nashville.
Fenton probably drafted the guy.
Yeah, he's 28 years old.
Why are we just traded for some other decrepit defenseman, right? That's been around forever.
Turning it around now.
Why are we getting all these old, you know, this is like the Twins claiming 29-year-old pitchers from the Yankees and having them pitch three innings and saying goodbye.
Yeah. You know? Well, I don't know what to do. I just thought I'd throw that in here to make the podcast always timely.
and up to date.
Absolutely.
On hard hitting.
How's the weather in the fort?
A little coolish, and it's supposed to be cool all week. It was so bad, I had the top up driving to Tampa. I had the top down driving home.
Attaboy.
I had the top up. Boy, you should have seen the bluster on the bay today, though. It was gorgeous. It was
I knew
wave.
You'd manage to bring up
he's
the
got
bay.
A reference.
Semi-white caps.
Ooh.
You know, they got the rest stop there right on the water before you go over the bridge.
Yep.
I stop there even if I don't have to do any business. Just to look at the scene.
Just to say,
even if there's nothing going on. Even if there's nothing going on with my bodily functions.
Right. You just like to look at the ocean.
It is my favorite rest stop in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He walks in there like a wrestler showing that there's no foreign objects. I don't even have to go to the bathroom. I'm just looking at the water.
I just like to stop here.
Watching. Yeah. Just watching the water.
He's going to have his own parking spot.
Right.
The only thing it'd be better is it'd be like 12 at night and you could like do the boys' deal behind a tree there with the wind blowing and the thing. It would be fantastic.
It's locked. But say one more wild note.
It's a tourist attraction.
I should know this, and I don't. Do the Wild have anybody on the All-Star team?
Doobie.
Doobs?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Doobs. That's this weekend in San Jose.
He hadn't been that good.
Yeah, he's improved a lot lately. Don't
he was
worry
pretty
about
good
it.
Against, was it Colorado?
Goalies, Joe. Yeah.
Their goalies, they cannot be relied on. They're like field goal kickers. They're they're up and down.
We need a hot
goalie. Ben Brodeur and Dryden and the rest of them, you can't count on.
All right.
There's been two of them in the history of the planet.
Well, I'd say more than two. I'd throw in Glenn Hall. I'd throw in Jacques Plante. I'd throw in Terry Sawchuk.
Gilles Meloche.
I would throw in, you already said Dryden. I would throw in Dryden
and Brodeur.
Who was the kid that was really great for the Anaheims for a long time? I think he's now the Vegas goalie.
Oh.
Who am I thinking of?
John Sebastian Gier.
Quick for the Kings. Quick for the Kings.
Right? Maybe I'm thinking of Quick, yeah.
Yeah, or the one that beat us, Giguere.
Giguere.
He beat us because he had pads the size of a rookie's head. You know?
Is there a greater name is there a greater name for a goalie in history than Sawchuk?
No, and I guess he was as surly as you know, our old friend Fowler was working at the Royal Oak Tribune when Sawchuk was still playing.
Yep.
I guess he was a grumpy SOB.
Oh, yeah. But all right,
you
Patrick.
Know what? If you have people shooting pucks at you without a mask on your face, you probably have a tendency to be grumpy.
I think so.
Right?
I think so.
All right. Next week.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. All right.
Oh. Okay.
He's ours.
I need a rest.
We're not trading him.
Why didn't you ever ask him any questions?
Tried to. Once Pat gets rolling, sometimes it's best. Back away
just
from the microphone.
Let him go.
He likes that rest stop there. It's his favorite. Even if I don't have anything to do, I'll stop. Very good. We're going to be back.
This guy has seen more urban wildlife than a DNR field agent with a PhD, Joe Souchere.
Just had a Roycey-like gas attack that propelled me backwards.
To visit the rest stop.
I am at the rest stop.
Even if there's no business.
Can you imagine being his neighbor in the fort?
No.
No.
What are you up to today?
Where are you going? Tampa.
Can you take the orchestra down? This is the height of embarrassment. I've not heard of this before.
What?
Airline removes family from aircraft after fellow passengers complained that the family's body odor was too much to bear.
Oh.
Yep.
Give that one to save that one for Kenny in case he flies.
American Airlines ejected a. See, this is. I thought maybe, okay, Pakistan, you know, where they don't have soap.
Okay, sure. Yep.
This is Michigan.
Whoa.
American Airlines ejected a Michigan family from an airplane in Miami on Wednesday after several passengers complained of the family's body odor.
Oh, my God.
Yossi and Jenny Adler, as well as their 19-month-old daughter, were heading home from Miami International when an airline agent escorted them off the plane. Yossi told WPLG-TV, however, that he and his family have no body odor of which to speak. Okay. The family, most of us do, Yossi. The family is now demanding to know the real reason behind their ejection. Oh, things are getting a little more complicated here. All of a sudden, as soon as they took us off, they closed the gate, and then they said, sorry, sir, some people complained you had body odor, and we're not letting you back on.
Come on.
Told the station. There is no body odor that we have. There's nothing wrong with this. I want them to own up to what really happened and to tell the truth. Jenny said that she approached, that's the wife,
okay.
She approached several people in the airport and asked them to smell her.
Whoa.
That's what Patrick does at the rest stops in Tampa.
Yeah. We stopped and several people in the airport, and it's embarrassing, she said, but we asked them, do you think we smell? Because we just got kicked off a plane for smelling.
Wow.
The airline reportedly told the family that their luggage would be removed from the plane, but according to the family, it was not.
No, it would have been too late at that point if they're already on the aircraft.
We had our car seat, our stroller, everything, Jenny said. Well, what the hell? The family was able to fly from Miami to Detroit on Thursday. Needless to say, they were unable to change their clothes since they were forced to leave the aircraft in the airport without their luggage.
Now they're ripe.
Now they got the BO.
Right, right.
American Airlines issued a statement to the Detroit Free Press, which said the Adler family were asked to deplane last night after several passengers, along with our crew members, complained about their body odor. The family were provided travel accommodations and meals and rebooked on a flight to Detroit today, the statement added. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Why didn't anybody complain on the flight they then took?
That's what I was going to ask.
They hadn't had any chance to get cleaned up.
Something's fishy here.
The guy had the hat on, the funny hat.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was a yarmulke or not.
Okay. Did he have the...
Even if he did, so what? I've flown on many planes with people wearing those hats.
So did he have the curlies orthodox?
No. No.
In fact, do I have a picture of him?
Yes. Did they call Saul and say...
You better call Saul.
Do you have any Irish Spring?
No, but seriously.
Because we have been sprung from this flight.
Seriously, they have a legitimate
yes,
beef.
They do.
Yeah. If they were kicked off for body odor, a day later they got a plane. Why were they not kicked off that one for body
odor?
Well,
you said that they had accommodation, so did they have a chance to go shower if they had to have stayed overnight
somewhere?
You know,
somewhere? Reporting isn't what it used to be.
Oh, they would have had to have worn the same clothes because their bags were
true.
Gone.
That's true.
Okay.
Unless they did the, you know, I don't think they were the type to do the laundry in there.
The family was able to fly from Miami to Detroit on Thursday. That would be yesterday, January 24. Needless to say, they were unable to change their clothes since they were forced to leave the aircraft and the airport without their luggage. Well, I suppose that means they could have showered
and maybe
bought some deodorant in the newsstand shop there or whatever, and then just put the same clothes back on.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's Jenny asking airport people.
Give me a sniff here, will you?
If they,
what do you think?
But and if nobody was offended, something else was wrong.
Something's fishy
there,
isn't it, Matt?
Something's fishy.
Is there?
Because you can't just pull them off the flight and say you stink.
Although Kenny asked people to smell him at Summit.
No, he didn't ask people to smell him. He said, "Does anyone have any deodorant?"
But I thought, did he ask Rookie to smell him? He asked somebody to smell him.
He's a very crude fellow.
Yeah, he. I chose not to, but I don't know why somebody would be carrying around deodorant at that time. At Summit Brewery.
I have a friend in Florida who I stay with occasionally where I tried to beat the coffee beans to death with a putter.
Yeah.
They're coming back Tuesday.
They're coming back Tuesday?
He said, I wasn't in control of that decision.
Oh, okay.
I said, do you realize what you're coming back to? Oh. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are supposed to be worse than what we're experiencing now. And even then, we've had that many times in the past.
25 below. Oh. 25 below is the low into Tuesday, and then Wednesday, 23 below, with the high on Tuesday, 10 below, and the high on Wednesday, 9
below. Are those wind chill? Or just
no,
straight
those
out?
Are actual temp. Temperatures.
That's temp.
You know, today's not bad. There's no wind.
No. Well, right. We ain't going to smell it in this wind. You're gonna,
what's the current temperature, Rook?
Current temperature
doesn't
is
make any difference.
2 degrees.
We're doing a podcast. Well, she crept above zero.
And yeah. The current wind chill at this time of the recording is only 6 below, so you're right. There's not much wind.
You think you've had a tough day in the past?
You know, I've had some really tough days. Some of these shows in Garage Logic over the years really brought me down.
Ryan, the garbage man Johnson, out in Wilmer,
mm-hmm.
He said, have a laugh on me, fellas.
Okay.
Today was one for the books. I got up this morning at 3:30, as I always do, to get ready for work. The garbage waits for no one. As I was getting dressed, I realized some jerk at the uniform company thought it would be funny to sew the pockets on my pants shut. I didn't think anything of it. I just took my pocket knife and cut the stitches. Of course, that was the start of my troubles. Then I went to make my coffee. I usually fill my thermos, then my coffee mug. I noticed no mug. Then I remembered I forgot it in my pickup, and it was filled half full. It was 10 below this morning. This is written today, January 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a big frozen chunk of brown ice, no big deal. I could just thaw it out at work and get some from the pot in the lunchroom. As I made my trek across the sleepy city of Wilmer, I noticed my truck was riding funny, so I pulled over. To my dismay, I saw I had a flat tire, so I limped my truck to the closest gas station. I went to the air, and I was shocked to see they wanted a buck and a half for 4 minutes of air.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Of course, it didn't really matter because the tire was already off the rim. I called my boss and told him I'd be late and began loosening the lug nuts and jacked the truck up. The rim was stuck, and I had to hammer. I had no hammer. Luckily, the gas station attendant was nice enough to lend me hers. I had the spare slapped on and lug nuts tightened and off the jack in a cool 10 minutes. I thought to myself, damn, I'm pretty good. As I was driving down First Street, I noticed my Dodge pickup was still not running like normal. I let it run while I was changing the tire, so the engine was warm. I put it in the back of my mind. As I was making the turn off Highway 71 South to the service road where our shop is located, a little red light started flashing. Mm. It was the low voltage light. Yep, the alternator. As I coasted till she stopped right in front of the office, I could feel the anger and frustration build inside. It didn't help matters that my boss said if I would have been driving a Chevy, it wouldn't have happened. I thought, the hell with it. I'll just do my garbage route and deal with it later. As I write this, I have to laugh. All of this happened within the span of an hour and at 10 below. God does have a sense of humor, and instead of getting upset, you just have to find humor in every situation. Sewing the pockets shut, though, that was original. Sincerely, loyal listener and garage logician, Ryan the Garbage Man Johnson, Wilmer, Minnesota.
Here, Ryan.
Give him a little sounder for his attitude.
Let's see.
Give him a little something for his attitude.
We'll do it. Huh? I think for him, we'll give him the...
He's got the good attitude.
Let's give him this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Wilmer, yeah.
I'm going to come back with another item that might surprise you.
Attention Duluth Trading Store visitors. Please be advised that there's a giant angry beaver loose in the store. To protect your legs, see our fire hose work pants department immediately. We apologize for the inconvenience, and thank you for shopping at Duluth. Scoot your caboose over to the Duluth Trading Store in Bloomington and Fridley.
GLers, we are coming back on the Garage Logic podcast with a live breaking news. President Trump announces a 3-week deal where federal workers will receive back pay. Let's go out to Washington, D.C. and hear President Trump.
And the dangerous journey north, the requests we have put before Congress are vital to ending the humanitarian and security crisis on our southern border. Absolutely vital. Will not work without it. This crisis threatens the safety of our country and thousands of American lives. criminal cartels, narco-terrorists, transnational gangs like MS-13, and human traffickers are brazenly violating U.S. laws and terrorizing innocent communities. Human traffickers. The victims are women and children. Maybe to a lesser extent, believe it or not, children. Women are tied up, they're bound, duct tape put around their faces, around their mouths. In many cases, they can't even breathe. They're put in the backs of cars or vans or trucks. They don't go through your port of entry. They make a right turn going very quickly. They go into the desert areas or whatever areas you can look at. And as soon as there's no protection, they make a left or a right into the United States of America. There's nobody to catch them. There's nobody to find them. They can't come through the port, because if they come through the port, people will see four women sitting in a van with tape around their face and around their mouth. Can't have that. And that problem, because of the internet, is the biggest problem. It's never been like this before, that you can imagine. It's at the worst level, human trafficking, in the history of the world. This is not a United States problem. This is a world problem. But they come through areas where they have no protection, where they have no steel barriers, where they have no walls. And we can stop almost 100% of that. The profits reaped by these murderous organizations are used to fund their malign and destabilizing conduct throughout this hemisphere. Last year alone, ICE officers removed 10,000 known or suspected gang members like MS-13 and members as bad as them. Horrible people. Tough, mean, sadistic. In the last 2 years, ICE officers arrested a total of 266,000 criminal aliens inside of the United States, including those charged or convicted of nearly 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 homicides, or as you would call them, violent, vicious killings. Can be stopped. Vast quantities of lethal drugs, including meth, fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine, are smuggled across our southern border and into U.S. schools and communities. Drugs kill much more than 70,000 Americans a year and cost our society in excess of $700 billion. The sheer volume of illegal immigration has overwhelmed federal authorities and stretched our immigration system beyond the breaking point. Nearly 50 migrants a day are being referred for medical assistance. They're very, very sick, making this a health crisis as well. It's a very big health crisis. People have no idea how big it is unless you're there. Our backlog in the immigration courts is now far greater than the 800,000 cases that you've been hearing about over the last couple of years. Think of that, though. 800,000 cases, because our laws are obsolete. So obsolete. They're the laughing stock all over the world. Our immigration laws all over the world, they've been there for a long time, are the laughing stock all over the world.
I wish he would take the Krauthammer approach.
Recap for us, Krauthammer.
Well, I think what angers the Mysterians, not that they're altruistic people or even charitable or kind-hearted, but he keeps selling the idea that everybody comes across the border has got a pocket full of meth and is intending to rape someone. And that why not take the Krauthammer approach, which is, no, the wall is there more accurately for the United States to maintain its sovereignty and control the influx of people into this country, not deny anybody the opportunity, but to control so that there isn't these illegal crossings. It's that simple. He could probably get his message across a little more heartfelt, in a more heartfelt way, if he downplayed the criminal aspect of it. I just don't, you know, every time I go for a walk and I see some Mexican guys putting a roof on a house, I don't make the assumption that they're criminals.
Right. I'm not worried or intimidated or, you know, concerned.
I just think he would be served well by tutoring himself on that Krauthammer essay.
I agree with you, Joe, but I don't think he could get up there and say anything without being met with criticism.
No, he's been thoroughly demonized. He's been thoroughly demonized. Just as his MAGA hat is now a triggering device that demonizes whoever might be wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Sandman, is it Nick Sandman? The
yes.
kid from Covington, if he had worn a hat that said, I'm with Hillary, there you never would have heard of
the
kid.
Yeah, if he's wearing a Yankees baseball cap, yeah. we never would have heard
of the kid. Never would have heard of the kid.
Okay, but let's fast forward through this agreement. They're going to get their back pay. We're going to get them back for right now temporarily.
Why is it only a three-week deal?
I don't know why
don't
it's only 3 weeks.
I don't think this deadens my theory. Air
no.
traffic controllers and TSA people have to say, no, complete reopening we of the government or you don't get your Super Bowl.
I think you're on board with that. I think that still stands. But now what's going to happen between Nancy Pelosi, President Trump, the Dems, and the Republicans, it's a urination match right now is what it is.
Sure.
And it's wasting so much time and energy. And maybe Nancy Pelosi hasn't seen the Charles Krautgram or anything. Maybe somebody needs to send that to her. That's the solution that solves everything. For everybody that's here already, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come in, we're not saying
we
you
have
can't.
A means you must follow.
You got to go through this door.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
if you qualify, you're coming in.
It's the unwillingness of anyone in that office right now to work together.
Nope.
That's what's so maddening about all of this.
Nope.
My God, you have to have compromise no matter what type of line of work you are in.
If you think Minnesota drivers are bad, you're right, at least according to a study. Drivers in the land of 10,000 lakes were the sixth worst in the country, according to QuoteWiz, an online insurance comparison marketplace. That's actually an improvement. In 2017, Minnesota was ranked the second worst state in the country for bad driving. QuoteWiz determines the rankings through data collection from its own site and the Federal Highway Administration. Fatality data. It calculates accidents, speeding tickets, DUI, citations, and fatalities in each state. In 2018, the worst drivers hailed from Maine. Our neighbors in North Dakota ranked fifth. I find that hard to believe. There's not enough of a population to cause a driving problem.
Maybe it's percentage-wise.
The best drivers are also from the Midwest, according to the study. The top spot went to Michigan. Illinois was in the top five. I'll be damned.
Well, so this just measures. Wait, what does top five mean? The top five of best
top,
or worst?
Top five best.
Oh, top five. Really? Mm-hmm. Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah. 9,500 people were cited. The rankings were released the same day the Minnesota Department of Public Safety issued new numbers showing more Minnesotans are getting tickets for texting and driving. 9,500 people were cited in the last year. That's an increase of 30%. From 2017. Lawmakers are taking this up. They're looking at a bill that would ban drivers from holding devices while driving, as well as increasing the fine for drivers who text and drive. It passed its first committee meeting this week.
Does it say anything about drivers that don't know how to access their insurance card somewhere in the vehicle?
No, that's usually the business of their fathers.
Oh, okay.
Their father's business.
Can I call my dad? Just go, sweetie.
Not much sports on tap this weekend.
No, it's that lull.
Torrey Pines out in California, the golf tournament, and NHL All-Star Game. You know, there's really only one good All-Star Game. Usually that's baseball.
So you're not going to watch the Pro Bowl?
No. Is that on this weekend?
That's this weekend.
Okay, no. Where is that? Is it
Orlando.
Hawaii still?
Orlando.
Oh.
But don't you think that the best skills competition still is hockey?
That's fun.
Yeah. Baseball, they got the home run hitting contest. Basketball, three-point and dunk stuff. But hockey, when they're doing the stuff with the cones and breaking plates, I think that's interesting to watch.
Yep. But the game itself,
I don't really love
the baseball All-Star game. I think because it's the only one that is as similar to the actual product.
Isn't it amazing that Trump doesn't drink? Can you imagine? What if he drank?
What would his tweets be like then?
That's the only self-deprecating thing I ever heard him say about himself. He said, can you imagine if I drank?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did hear him say that.
I never heard that. That's funny.
Yeah. I wonder what his drink would be.
He doesn't drink. He's to be commended. Is he a guy that doesn't smoke? He doesn't drink?
Is he a guy that never has?
Never has.
Really?
Never has.
Okay.
Oof. They're out there.
They are out there.
They're out there.
God bless them all. Those that have never and have used them all up.
Weekend, GLers. As warm as you can possibly make it.
Hunker down.
It's winter in Minnesota.
I'm going to stop by Cameron's and pick up my mint whiskey.
Is it worth going through the airport hassle to fly somewhere to play two rounds of golf and come back?
No.
I'm at the point where I don't think it is.
Yeah. It's not.
It always is. Yeah. It's always worth it.
Well.
All right, we'll catch you next time. This was podcast number 86. If you want to find some of the previous podcasts, you can. They're all waiting for you at garagelogic.com, as well as the latest Greg Holcomb creation. It's fabulous. And you can also rate us on Apple iTunes. You're one click away from more Garage Logic podcast version. Thank you for listening.